Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show, and I am Bart Winkler, and it is great to be with you. And that is Carlos Ortiz, and you can call us at 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Hour number three of our program, depending on when you get to jump in each and every night. Remember, no matter where you are, the Odyssey app covers the entire show. So download that app, plug us in. Hour number one, chatted some NBA finals. Sean Powell of NBA.com joined us. Hour number two, we got Marco's thoughts on things as a Knicks fan and what's next for them. I'm vaguely recalling anything else we talked about in hour number two.
Covers.
Cover songs, briefly. How did I start the hour? Oh, Frank Ragnow retired. Yeah, that was a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah, huge story. Couldn't remember.
I updated people. My lawnmower's fixed. I got a new spark plug. That was it. Although when I changed it, it didn't work. And then now 2 weeks later, I tried it again and it worked. So very happy about that. That's a huge... How much does a new lawnmower cost anyway? How much lawnmower cost? $500? What's a banana cost, Michael? $5? They're not as cheap as I... I don't know. Somebody thought I cut my lawn so bad the first time because it was an electric mower. I borrowed it from my neighbors and I have a little hill and someone's like, "Hey, how do you cut your lawnmower? It looks like you did it by hand." How do you cut your lawn? I was like, "Geez, lady, just some stupid lady walking down my stupid block."
Yeah. She's stupid.
Yeah. Past my stupid house. Stupid. Speaking of stupid, the longer that this Kirk Cousins drama continues.
What a segue.
The more I don't understand why they signed him in the first place. And when I say drama, outside of Atlanta, nobody cares. Maybe in Pittsburgh they do, just in case they don't get Rodgers. I saw somebody freaking out. Why isn't Rodgers in Pittsburgh yet? They only have like 10 more days of OTAs. Rodgers, if he signs, it will be later. Later. He doesn't want to be at OTAs. Oh, but then he won't get installed in the program. That's the point. He doesn't want to learn the program. He wants to play Rodgers ball. What are they going to do? Say, no, we're good with Mason Rudolph? No. He's bad. So Rodgers knows he can just call up the phone at any time and say, "Baby Boo, what is you doing?" And they'll say, "Waiting for you, Boo, Boo." And then they'll hook up. So he's waiting. Oh, yeah. I don't know why people are being so dumb about this. Well, he's not gonna install in the playbook. He doesn't. Did you watch him the last 5 years? The plays he runs is go get deep and I'll find you.
Puck to it.
That's what he is up to. Where is she?
Oh, she's laying low.
Yeah,
and I don't mean the good laying low. I mean like no, she's ducking smoke.
Because of the meme coin?
That's a big deal, dude. That's a pump and dump.
Well, I know, but everybody's running pump and dumps these days.
And they're all going to get smoked for it sooner rather than later. There's people in this industry that's running pump and dumps.
What?
I don't want to name it any name, but, you know, it's out there.
Huh.
I'll let you know off air.
Please.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet.
What? Would I bring it up if you told me what I feel comfortable bringing it up?
I don't know. You want to flirt that line?
Was it one of us?
No, it wasn't us.
Oh. Not on the network or nothing?
No, not on the network.
Okay.
Oh, how bad of a teammate do you think I am? I'm going to bury somebody here?
Write me a note up there. Write me a note on the thing.
Oh, I got you right now.
Okay, so I don't understand, first of all, who is that?
You'll know who that is if you saw him.
Is that Winning Bets girl?
Way to just make the target even smaller. Trying to avoid actually naming a name. People can go to the Google and find out themselves.
All right. 888-710-4ISN.
But yes.
888-710-4476. I'm not into gambling. I've actually lessened my gambling quite a bit. I'm not doing lineups and stuff. I did play some drunk slots the other night online, but that doesn't count. Speaking of giving away money, it's to Kirk Cousins. So, remember when they signed him? Remember when the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins? And then they drafted Michael Penix Jr.? You remember that? And everybody said, why did they draft Michael Penix Jr. if they signed Kirk Cousins? And I had said, well, this is great because you want to have a guy take over for Kirk Cousins. I think my line was, Kirk Cousins is not going to win you a Super Bowl. Maybe not even a playoff game because he's won one. But what he'll do is establish culture, good regular season, and then when they're at a point where they need to go to the next level and the team has risen with Kirk, I guess, like Kirk will elevate them to a 9 or 10 win football team. And then at that time, you can hand the baton over to Michael Penix Jr. And I thought I was pretty smart for saying that. But the take I should have had, and the take I think we all should have had, was not why did they draft Michael Penix Jr. Why the hell did they sign Kirk Cousins in the first place? With a bunch of guaranteed money. And then this offseason, it looked like they were going to cut him because there's a roster bonus due. They flew past that date, and now they still just may cut him. There's going to be a big dead cap hit. I think we're at like the dead cap, according to SportTrack here, if I'm reading this right, is, oh, it'd be post-June 1st. So if it's a post-June 1st release, if it was prior to June 1st, the dead cap would be $75 million. And then if it was a trade before June 1st, it'd be $37 million against the cap. Now we're past June 1st with the league year. So the dead cap, if they cut him, would be 50. And if they trade him, it'd be 12 and a half. And I believe he's got the no trade clause, so they still have to run it up his flagpole and run it up and ask him if he's cool with that. But I don't understand why they signed him to begin with. If they were in the market for a quarterback and then they ended up drafting a quarterback, why did they sign Kirk Cousins and give him all that money to begin with? They had the number 8 pick in the draft. It's not like they didn't know where they were drafting before it was time to draft. They knew where they were drafting. They knew that if they needed a quarterback, they could get a quarterback. Would it be the one of their choosing? No. Caleb went 1. Jaden went 2. Drake May went 3. But they got Penix Jr., who was my guy coming out, and I thought the most NFL ready. And even if they had to settle for one of the next guys taken, McCarthy went 10 and Bo Nix went 12. And all of those guys, I think, have either played well or you feel good about the situation that they might be in. We haven't seen McCarthy outside of one preseason game where he did look good. We've seen Penix look pretty good. So all these guys seem to have, you know, there's some draft classes where it's just garbage, with all due. But this draft class looks good. And so if you're coming in at number eight, not everybody needs a quarterback. Arizona wasn't going to take a quarterback. The Chargers weren't going to take a quarterback. The Giants, you know, maybe could have. The Titans, I guess, looking back, they could have now too. But at eight, you were going to get one of those top six guys. So why did they sign Kirk Cousins in the first place? I think that is the question. What were they doing? Why did they sign him? If Kirk Cousins does get cut, the odds are that he signs with the Steelers, pending no Rodgers, or Saints. The three next teams, and I don't know that any of these makes sense. So Steelers are plus 150, Saints are plus 175, Dolphins are plus 450, Browns are 5-1. Browns, when is this? Has this been updated post-draft? What is this? Jets 6-1, maybe. Is there any way where he can, anywhere that he could go and start? I mean, does Minnesota bring him back? Where can Kirk Cousins go right now and start? Pittsburgh, unless they get Rodgers, and the Saints. Why do the Saints? There's no reason for the Saints. So I just, looking back, we were like, well, why did they draft Michael Penix Jr.? When we all should have been like, well, why did they even sign Kirk Cousins to begin with? That was pretty stupid. So he's not at camp. Kyle Pitts wasn't there either. Teams are inquiring about him. I am still a Kyle Pitts truther. I still feel like he will be somebody someday. And I'm going to not die on that hill, but hold out hope for a long time. The real big news in the NFL today is that the Madden cover's been released. Saquon Barkley is on the cover. It's a picture of him when he did that backwards leap, right, over a Jacksonville Jaguar player. And the player was Jerrion Jones. But the cover, Jerrion Jones is blurred out. So the cover is Saquon Barkley jumping over Jerrion Jones of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it's not, the picture's not taken from the game. To get the cover exactly how they wanted, Madden and EA Sports brought Saquon in and attached him to strings and had him recreate the cover. But then they also needed a guy to be this other guy, Jerrion Jones, a nickel cornerback for Jacksonville, who technically is on the cover. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. Because they recreated the shot. Again, the cover of Madden that Saquon's on is not just him on the cover from the game doing the backwards hurdle against Jacksonville. It's him on the cover in a recreation to get the perfect shot. But to get the perfect shot, they then also had an actor or somebody play the role of Jerrion Jones, but he doesn't have a nameplate on, and they just use a black helmet. It's like a, like, you know, in the movies when they can't get a license to be the Cowboys or the Steelers, and they say it's like the Dallas, you know, Stars or something. That doesn't make sense. The Dallas Longmen, and that's stupider too. Whatever. The Dallas Generals. Generals is a big one. That's what it's like. So here's my question. Did they not include this guy on the cover because they wanted to get the perfect shot? Or essentially, would that have made Jerrion Jones a cover athlete? Did EA Sports not want to pay? Because if you take that shot and put him on the cover, he's on the cover. I think you got to pay him as a cover athlete. So I don't know. Or did they say, can we use this shot? And he's like, no, dude. But now he's immortalized in that way, even though it's not technically him. Now, the big question with the Madden cover is he going to be cursed? The Madden curse has typically been when somebody gets on the cover, they get hurt. It happened a lot of times. Donovan McNabb one season was cursed. Michael Vick one season was cursed. Dante Culpepper one season was cursed. But as of late, it happened more in the 2000s, not necessarily the 10s and the 20s. In 2024, Josh Allen was on it, not cursed. 2023 was John Madden, so nothing there. 2022 was Brady and Mahomes, no curse there. 2021 was Lamar. 2020 was Mahomes. The last time prior to last year that you could really say it was cursed was probably Antonio Brown in 2019. It just cursed his career. It cursed, like, it was a witch curse that got put on him. But one particular group, position-wise, that does get cursed are running backs. When running backs are on the cover, not good. Last four running backs to make the cover, Christian McCaffrey played four games the next season. Peyton Hillis was on it, played 10 games. Sean Alexander was on it, played 10 games. And then I think Eddie George was on it in a year where he was cursed. Marshall Faulk had a bad year when he was on it. So typically running backs do suffer more of the curse than these other positions. So maybe we're in for a Saquon Barkley curse on the Madden cover, but that is the new edition of the game, which the cover, you know, you don't really get the physical copy anymore. You just get the cover art on the game that you buy. I mean, are they even selling physical copies? I've just been buying them on the PlayStation.
They are, if you can find a rare GameStop, but they exist.
Yeah, because I buy them on the PlayStation now.
Me too.
And then, but then I can't, like, you used to be able to sell your old one for like $10.
Yeah, you're not even buying the game. You're just buying the licensing to play it.
Yeah. And it's stupid. You know what's stupid is the game itself, like, never changes. So essentially what I'm doing is paying $60 every year for a roster upgrade.
Pretty much.
And then I play it. Like, when I buy it, I play it pretty good for a weekend. And then that's it. There'll be like one time over, winter break, kind of, I take one and play. I got to buy it. The worst video game purchase to play ratio was MLB came out COVID year, 2020. And I'm like, oh, this is how I'm spending my COVID. I loaded it one time. I haven't played it since. And now I'm not going to go back and play 2020 baseball. So it's just sitting on there, rotting. Because it's still on my server, just rotting away. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we return, the worst team in all of sports got a win today. Let's celebrate them when we come back on the Bart Winkler Show.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. This portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. A Bart Winkler Show congratulations to the Colorado Rockies on June 2nd. They were able to notch their 10th win of the season, beating the Marlins tonight 6-4. The Rockies, for lack of a better word, are terrible. So they're now 10-50, which might change. They, as of yesterday, were on pace for a 25-137 record. The modern era record of losses is 121, set last year by the White Sox. The stat going around yesterday, and this has changed because they won. But since May 2nd, the Rockies had as many wins as Scottie Scheffler did. Scottie Scheffler had 3 victories in May and then this last weekend. And so did the Rockies in that time frame. Well, now they have 4. This is a team that ended April with a 5-25 record, lost another 24 games in May. The club has been swept 10 times in its 20 series, 4 separate losing streaks of at least 8 games. But they won tonight. And if they win tomorrow, then we got ourselves a winning streak. Now, they did it against another team that's bad, and that's the Miami Marlins. And do yourself a favor and try to find a picture of this game tonight. The advertised attendance was 5,894. But there is a picture here, and this is from, I believe, the first inning, because there are players on the field. It's from the press box. It does not look like there's anybody in the top levels, but I'm just doing a rough count, and there are probably, and I'll be generous, there's definitely not 1,000 people there. It's less than 1,000 people. I might be looking at 600 people. It's bad. Now, those kind of games are fun to go to when you're in a big park that's built for 40 and there's only 600. I'd be more inclined to go to that kind of game. Oh, the lines are short. You can sit technically wherever you want. When they were reopening up ballparks after COVID and it was like 25% capacity, oh, I loved it. Oh, it was so spacious. Yeah, I mean, they were a little strict on where you could go, but I enjoyed being in a ballpark that wasn't totally full. So that was something. You know what else I enjoyed last night? I enjoyed some of the Dodgers-Yankees game. There wasn't much going on. I tried watching the Vancouver Whitecaps in a game against Cruz Azul, I think. And it was the CONCACAF Champions League. And Vancouver was getting destroyed. So that was dumb. So I watched Dodgers-Yankees. It was nice to watch a game that wasn't of my own team. It didn't feel any bigger than any other game necessarily, and that was something we talked about Friday, is how to get these games to feel bigger. But I don't know. Although I wish there was something else on. I totally would have watched anything else. If there was a UFL game, I would have watched that. If there was NHL, obviously, or NBA at this time, I'd watch that. But that Dodgers Yankees game snuck in there. Mark is in California. Mark, watching those Knicks go down on Saturday. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to call in, but you know what? I think OKC is just going to wipe the floor with them, man. I mean, that's just going to be me and you, Bart. That's going to be our early Christmas gift, would you say? I have them winning at least one game.
The problem is, when I predict with my heart and not my head, Mark.
Listen. You're looking, you just take a look at OKC, okay? People are like, oh, they're young. If they get 4 more wins, they're in the top 5 greatest teams of all time. They're scoring more points than the 2015-2016 Warriors, who, by the way, are the greatest team ever, right? It's not even close. They're the greatest team ever. And so this OKC team, dude, they have Alex Caruso on the bench. Like, he is an crazy defender.
Yeah, the Jokic stopper.
Right? And then it's ridiculous, right? So, I mean, and they could do exactly what Indiana does, and they do it better. And their defense is just crazy. They force a buttload of turnovers. I was watching the one game. I think they forced Minnesota like 20 turnovers. It's crazy. This team is very good. And listen, Nesmith's holding Brunson on every play. Imagine what SGA is going to do. He might shoot 100 free throws in this series. Who knows? Like, it's going to get crazy. But, I mean, the one thing that I got to say to you, Barkus, I really think it's going to happen. Giannis is going to be a Knick. He's a Knick, dude. Like, you know what? And here's why, though. Here's why. Because, and I was talking to the producer, and he called me crazy. But listen, if I'm the Knicks.
Executive producer.
He's the best producer probably on this show or WFN. He's the best producer. Hands down. The best. Okay? Shout out. And Mark Valletti's the best, too. Okay. So, and listen, I know Knicks fans don't want to hear it. You got to hear me out. I would trade Brunson for Giannis. Okay? Now, most people are like, whoa, hold on. But Kat and Giannis in the front court would do, they fit like a glove. Right? It's very, very good. But the problem is like, you can't do that. And obviously, if you're going to break up the Towns and Brunson duo, you obviously have to trade Towns. Now, listen, Towns is not a bad player, especially Anthony Davis went for Luka. So it's like, you can't sit here and say, like, listen, are you going to get another better player from another team outside of Karl Anthony Towns? No, you're not. You're not. You might get picked, but the thing is, it's going to have to be a three-team trade. And the Spurs could be interested in Mikal Bridges because he's valuable. Josh Hart, if Utah wants to do Colin Sexton for Josh Hart, I don't think that's going to work. But there's not too many names out there. You don't have a bunch of money. We're going to take a flyer on Russell Westbrook or Ben Simmons. That's not going to work. Lonzo Ball's out there, but he's injured. They don't really have many moves to make unless we run it back with the same core. But if you're convincing Giannis to come to New York, Boston's injured next year. Cleveland hasn't made it out of the second round.
So all you guys are sitting around there in this great big country really, really thinking that you're going to get Giannis. Every other – not just country. Toronto. Toronto thinks they're getting him.
Could you imagine if he goes to Indiana?
Golden State thinks they're getting him. The Spurs think they're getting him.
OKC, if OKC right now were to trade for Giannis, that trade would go through. With the picks they have and the players they could give up.
Yeah, OKC, New York, Brooklyn, Miami. Who else wants him?
Here, hold on one second. Take a look at what the Knicks in the East right now. Outside of Indiana, who's better than the Knicks in Indiana? Do you really trust Cleveland? I don't.
They're the only ones because Boston's hurt and then the Bucks are hurt.
There you go. So we're two wins away. Could you imagine Brunson and Giannis? But the thing is guess what? The pick and roll with Towns and Brunson was very, very good. But Towns looked lost, bro, on defense. Like, lost. It was crazy to me how a dude that tall. And guess what? Minnesota had the number one defense with him and Gobert. So I was like, this is a no-brainer. But the dude plays no D. Brunson plays no D either.
But, so you got Thunder in five. I think that's where I'm landing. Mark, thanks for the call. This Giannis stuff. I woke up. I see it. What was the first thing that someone sent to me?
Was it the Toronto Giannis one?
It was Toronto, but there was something else I got sent. Maybe Cleveland thought they could get him, or I also saw Giannis and KD want to team up now in Toronto. I mean, I'm just so tired. You know what I'm tired of? You know what I'm tired of? This is Boy Who Cried Wolf. And remember Shams came out and had that story, and he said, for the first time, realistically, Giannis may consider leaving. So then what's been going on for the last 8 years? I cannot tell you the amount of times that I have had someone tell me, like we talked to an NBA guy or somebody, you know, that I am working with or a reporter if I see somebody at a game. The amount of people that tell me,
hey, Bart, I know on the air, you know, you're talking about Giannis staying in Milwaukee. He wants out, dude. He wants out. And he wants to go to New York. He wants to, like, it's like so close to happening. Like, you better say goodbye or watch him while you still can. This is happening 6-7 years ago. It's still happening. And now everyone's trying to tell me it again. That Giannis is leaving. And look, he may. He may. Now is the first time that it's a realistic option that Milwaukee might need to move on from Giannis. Where Milwaukee might tell Giannis, first, we need to move on from you. We're screwed. I still don't think it happens. And Giannis is having some fun online about it. Kyle Kuzma posted something like he's doing a kickboxing class and he said, me to Giannis if he leaves. And Giannis goes, LOL. I don't look. Every time I bring this up, I talk about how I see him at swim lessons with my kid and his kid. And I'm not basing my whole take on just that. But I also maybe am. This man is not just sitting there watching his kids. He is in the pool learning along with his kids. Where else can he do that? Now, I'm putting him on blast, but where else can he have? It's not privacy. Everyone knows it's Giannis. But people aren't coming up to him. Any place he goes to, it will automatically change his whole family life because he'll be the new thing and he'll be the savior to that franchise. They've got 4 kids now. You want to up and move them from a place that you've been? You have your whole family? And it may happen. It may. I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying that what I see with my eyes has won out so far from all these people. Oh, he's leaving. He's leaving. Oh, yeah, it's June. What are you going to write about? Better get your Giannis article out there. Better get your Giannis piece going. I'm kind of tired of it. If you can't tell, really did not want.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to bring that up tonight. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. A Monday edition of Guess What They Said coming up next hour. Mark from Parts Unknown on the line. Mark, what's up, dude?
Hey, I got the number right. It is, dyslexia is weird, man. When I hear them say the number, I see 4SIN in my head. That's real. It's such a weird thing. I don't understand how that works.
But well, I'm glad right. that you're speaking up for the millions of Americans that have this. You're being very brave by talking about it.
Am I? Yeah, it's a big one. It's weird. Dyslexia, it's like your brain reads something from a different angle is how I was reading about it. It's really a weird thing. But anyway, it's probably not good for being a quarterback either and having to memorize plays. But I'm sitting in front of a lake under a weeping willow, and there's a briefcase floating around. I'm just sitting in my truck. I'm not outside. There's a briefcase floating around out there, and while I was waiting for you, I started thinking, you don't see that very often. That could be something. Like, that could be full of money right now, and I don't know it.
What, so where, there's a, just a, where, what? There's a briefcase where?
I go park. I've told you before, I go out in the wilderness, get away from the family and stuff, and just look. Yep. So I have a nice spot. This is a lake under a weeping willow tree. It's a cool little spot. I pull my truck in. I'm looking at the lake. There is a briefcase floating around out there.
Oh, it's in the lake.
Get out there and get it. Because what if it's got something? There could have been a, I don't know, a drug deal upwind that went awry, and that's the money. Or I don't know. But then you don't see a briefcase floating around very often. And I'm out in the middle of pretty much nowhere.
I'd just let it float. I think that if you did find anything, somebody will be looking for that briefcase one way or the other. And
yeah.
Now you will always have to look over your shoulder. You'll always be second guessing.
You know what? My favorite movie, No Country for Old Men, it's based on that. He takes the briefcase and it ruins his whole family's life. So you're right. That made it easy.
I'm dumb and dumber. I mean, come on.
I don't want it.
Bought a briefcase.
Yeah, I don't want it. Whatever's in there is not probably good. So I'm not. That's a good point. I did not think of that.
Somebody sent me a package, and I don't know what it is, and I don't think I'm going to open it.
It's just a random person, like a fan or something?
Yeah, someone sent me a package.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that. How about when people send each other food, like, or they send a fan send someone food, like a cake? Would anyone ever eat that?
I have never, especially when I worked in a smaller town, people would like bake cookies all the time and be like, they'd come in and they'd have a big grin on their face. They'd be like, I made cookies for the station. And I'm like, not me, dude. No, sir.
That's a good way to die right there. That is no way. Yeah. There's people that'll do it, though. They're just trusting. They'll eat it. They'll do it, right? Didn't some people eat it?
Some people ate it. They were fine, I guess. Although one guy ate a cookie. I never saw him again. I don't know what happened there.
All right. That could be related. Should I talk about sports? Because that's what I called. But I like just talking to you. You're a good guy to talk to.
That was not said in a weird way at all. Yeah, what did you call about?
No, really, like I like it. Like I forget about the sports. That's rare with me. But I called about football. I just wanted to throw out a couple rule changes, and I'm just guessing you have some ideas for rule changes. So I'd be curious to hear yours. Real quick though, Duke baseball. I know you don't want to spend much time. They're really good, man. They swept through. They're in the regionals. In the NCAA baseball tournament, which is like Sweet 16.
I was just going to bring it up, so I'm glad that you did.
Really? It was one of the games last year, or was it the year before in World Series Baseball? I was just reading this. Was one of the highest-rated games on ESPN, one of the highest-rated shows on ESPN or broadcast.
Look, there's so much going on. There is so much going on. I just don't have the bandwidth for college base or softball activities. I can't keep up with it all. It's too much.
All right. Straight to NFL then. I'm getting right up to my point. I'll get out of here. Because you're talking about Madden. I was thinking rule changes, and I always think of this. Why do they make you have to have a certain amount of people on the line? Why do they make it that you all have to line up on the line? I understand getting set. Everyone has to set before you snap the ball. Can you imagine, and this is the rule I would change, if you could just do the line however you want. So you could have five guys on the front and then four guys lined up behind them and then a quarterback, all 11 dudes rushing. Can you imagine the running plays and how interesting that would be? That rule seems still, I don't get why they do that. It does not help the game. So that was my rule change that I really want to see. But I feel like you have rule changes. You seem like the kind of guy that would have a couple up your sleeve. So I just wanted to see what you think of mine, because I think it would make the game way more interesting. Can you imagine the power running? And then have me. That was my question.
Okay, rule changes off the top of my head. All right, let me think, Mark. Be safe out there. Don't touch the briefcase.
I'm not going to. Thank you.
All right, Mark, parts unknown. The thing he says about the line, I remember specifically like 11th grade gym class when we were learning about, we'd go outside and we were learning about football and how you had to have so many people on the line of scrimmage and the tackle like had to be covered. You know, sometimes you'll see wide receivers that are off the play and they'll say it's a legal formation just because they're like one step back and not actually on the line. That is dumb. I don't know. I mean, it's not like he's 5 yards back. He's just, it feels needlessly picky. I don't think you can just have like three people on the line and eight in the backfield. I mean, it's got to look like football, but I do. If I was a ref, I would probably like let that go. To be like, okay, this is kind of stupid. But then again, when I referee soccer, I'm like world's biggest stickler on offsides. If you're even a little bit of a fraction over, I talk about referee soccer like I do that much. I don't think I've done a game in 10 years. I got to get back into it, dude. There's some good money in that. Especially if you just run a line, give you $45 to do nothing. Although, there's never been anything where I like reffing soccer, but time moves so slow. I mean, because I just look at that watch every 2 minutes like, oh my God, this game's never going to end. And I like soccer. I guess the top rule change I could think of is I hate that overtimes are 10 minutes. That's stupid. Oh, I don't like the tush push. I made that clear. The tush push, I don't hate as much as I hate that you can just push guys. Like a guy gets stopped at the 5-yard line, his whole team can push him into the end zone. But then if the defense tries to push him back as a unit, no, he's still down at the 5-yard line. I don't like that. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.